Here's a number that reframed my morning. In a single week, the HN community surfaced three separate Frontier AI model launches, a security vulnerability that affects every Ruby 4, zero application on the internet, and a physics-level attack on DRAM chips that reads like a hardware hacker's fever dream. It's Friday, August 14th, 2026, and this is the IntelliJix HN Daily. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. For anyone joining us for the first time, quick note before we dive in. We pull everything you're about to hear from the Hacker News community, but we're completely independent. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no endorsement from either. We're just two people who find the community's taste in stories genuinely excellent and want to share that with a wider audience.
Which brings us to something we mean sincerely. If you're not reading Hacker News at News, a Combinator, com, you are missing out on the best comment sections on the internet. When a story like the GLM5, three cybersecurity capability launch hits the front page, the comments fill up with actual security researchers, actual ML engineers, actual people who built the infrastructure being discussed. We give you the highlights, they give you the depth. The URL is news, a Combinator. Calm, and it's worth your time every single day.
So what are we covering today? We start with the AI model explosion, Gemini 3. 7 Flash just dropped with a 443 comment thread, GPT-5. 6 Sol Ultrafast is running on Cerebra's hardware at speeds that are frankly absurd, and GLM-5. 3 is raising eyebrows not just for its coding benchmarks, but for what Jipu AI is calling emergent cyber capabilities. That framing alone deserves a serious conversation.
Then we dig into DeepSeek's two separate HN moments this week, peak and off-peak pricing, and their new Harness developer platform, which together tell a story about how Chinese AI labs are repositioning themselves in a post-export control world.
After that, we get into developer infrastructure. The ongoing Kubernetes CPU limits debate, a jaw-dropping systemd journal disk write amplification bug, a single log line triggering 110 kilobytes of writes on BTRFS, and the classic choose boring technology essay resurfacing on 8chan in 2026 with a comment section that's even more interesting than the original post.
We've also got the 9 PBS versus Iron Mountain lawsuit, which on the surface looks like a records dispute, but is actually a critical case about data custody and institutional memory. That connects to a broader theme running through today's show about link rot, the old web disappearing, and what the Library of Ashurbanipal can teach us about digital archiving.
And in our final content segment, we look at the security stories, the Ruby 4. Zero deserialization gadget chain, the DRAM attack that's been named spaghettifying DRAM, and the GLM5. Three cyber capability framing, and we spend some time genuinely stress-testing our own assumptions about AI security risk.
There's also Donkey, Bass turning 45, a game engine built in C# with its own scripting language that a solo developer just open-sourced, and a thoughtful essay about why the newest Claude Opus model feels harder to work with. A lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.